You may have heard of Bob Woodward's new book, the one in which President Trump's taped conversation says that the president didn't want to panic people about COVID-19. Trevor Noah said that's a little off-brand. Causing panic is, quote, literally his favorite thing. Cities are burning. Suburbs are collapsing. Caravans of Antifa Mexicans are committing Muslim voter fraud. His campaign slogan is basically, look out behind you. And look, I get that as a leader, you don't want people to panic, but you also want to inform the people so they can be safe. You know, if a plane is crashing, a pilot will tell you to remain calm, but they'll also tell you to fasten your seatbelts and brace for impact. If Trump was a pilot, he'd be like, attention all passengers, everything is fine, seatbelts for snowflakes, and if you want to stretch your legs, now's the perfect time. Bye-bye. Trevor said, you didn't want to create a panic? So what did you want? For people to very calmly be dying in the streets? Seth Meyers said, well, good job with that. The country's never been more chill. A lot of people aren't even moving. Seth again, America's as cool as a cucumber right now. Sure, we're stealing toilet paper every time we go to Starbucks, and Trader Joe's looks like the last scene of Apocalypse Now, but other than that, it's all good, baby. James Corden for the win. He said, well, thank God. Thank God none of us panicked. You know, I might have freaked out and stayed inside for 6 months. Trevor again. And this is really confusing because at first I thought Trump was too stupid to understand what's going on with the virus. But it turns out he was actually smart about it in private. But he's also stupid enough to tell Bob Woodward on tape. Jimmy Fallon with the last two. Seriously, these tapes are really bad. Trump's re-election prospects are sinking faster than a boat at a MAGA rally. And I'd say at this point, the dude needs to give himself some hush money. From the laugh button, Bert Kreischer's got a new gig. TBS has ordered a full season of Go Big Show that showcases supersize acts. The series is hosted by Kreischer and features a celebrity panel that includes Snoop Dogg. Here's how they're going to film it, you know, COVID and stuff. The competition itself will be filmed in the 7,000-seat Macomb Coliseum in Georgia. However, the seats will be empty. And yet, the show will be streamed drive-in style, and people can cheer and honk for their favorite acts from the safety of their car. So I guess you're in the parking lot of the Macomb Coliseum, Georgia place? I'm not redoing that. Asuut said, Go Big Show celebrates unique, untraditional, and unforgettable American talent. Each contestant brings tremendous heart and swagger, which also perfectly describes Bert and our judges, a dream team of larger-than-life talent. I don't know why press releases feel like they have to get in a line or two from the suits. It's always the same thing. It's like Johnny Mack, head of Daily Comedy News, said, we're so proud that Daily Comedy News can bring listeners the best in comedy news from day to day, blah, blah, blah. It just always sounds ridiculous. I've got another one of those coming up in a second. This from Fox 2. Jay Leno is going to host a reboot of You Bet Your Life. You Bet Your Life, the show that I guarantee nobody listening right now has ever seen. Like, this is, I'm ancient, and this is before my lifetime. This is like, that was like 1947 with Groucho Marx. In the new version, the game will couple two strangers together for the opportunity to win prize money by correctly answering questions about predetermined categories. Each episode will present two pairs of contestants. Jay Leno said, I'm not doing an impression, I'm thrilled to be hosting the latest version of You Bet Your Life. One of my favorite things to do is talk to regular people and draw humor out of them. This is a comedy show wrapped in a game show that allows me to do just that. That's a fair quote, Jay. Jay is pretty good at that, and that is what the show is. I have seen a couple clips. Yeah, that'll work. Fox 2 qualified Leno. He spent 20-plus years as host of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, except for that pesky, like, 4 months Conan hosted it, and also is an admired stand-up comedian, best-selling children's book author, corporate speaker, TV and movie voiceover artist, pioneering car builder and mechanic, and philanthropist. Boy, let's wax his car there. And then we heard from Asuut. The Asuut said, Jay Leno's sense of humor is perfect for this legacy brand, and I couldn't be more excited to be partnered with him and Tom Werner to bring this iconic game that is full of laughs back to television. Thank you, Mr. Asuut. From the Daily Mail, comedian Nikki Osborne is quarantining in Queensland after relocating with her family for work opportunities. She got a package from her family. It was labeled, and she showed this on Instagram, it was labeled one disposable dildo. Inside the package, a banana. Today is September 11th. Back in 2013, U.S. News wrote an article, After 9/11, How We Learned to Laugh Again. On Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels asked, can we be funny? Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who at that time was America's mayor and not the current version of Rudy Giuliani on the television. I'll leave that comment there. But Mayor Giuliani asked in response to, "Can we be funny?" Rudy said, "Why start now?" U.S. News reminds us Letterman was the first late night comic out of the gate. He started doing The Late Show the Monday after the attacks. Conan O'Brien followed the next night and Jon Stewart a few nights later. Letterman's monologue opened with, "Forgive me if this is more for me than it is for people watching. I'm sorry, but I just have to get through this." He tagged it with, "Thank God Regis is here, so we have something to make fun of." Jon Stewart said, "They said to get back to work, and there were no jobs available for a man in the fetal position under his desk crying." In the first post-9/11 issue of The Onion, they pulled no punches. Some of their headlines: "American Life turns into bad Jerry Bruckheimer movie. U.S. vows to defeat whoever it is we're at war with. Not knowing what else to do, woman bakes American flag cake. And Arab-American third grader returns from recess crying, saying he didn't kill anyone." You may recall Gilbert Gottfried got in hot water with this joke. The joke was, "I have a flight to California. I can't get a direct flight. They said they have to stop at the Empire State Building first." That joke did not go over well. From Variety, Jon Stewart has found his latest project. It is No Responders Left Behind. It's a documentary chronicling the fight to get health benefits for 9/11 first responders. It's a 90-minute documentary which follows social activist John Feel and FDNY hero Ray Pfeiffer as they take on the U.S. government to ensure health and compensation for thousands of ailing first responders who are dying from toxins released at Ground Zero. Jon Stewart said, "John Feel and all the first responders have done so much for me, for the community, for the city, for the country. To be able to repay some of the debt that I feel I owe them personally, that we all owe them, is the best feeling. Being a small part of this journey is the one thing I'm most proud of. I will follow John anywhere he wants to lead me next." That's your daily comedy news for today. I know I ended on a serious note there. That's why I went into the commercial break with the dildo banana joke. All right, for the weekend, the news has been a little light, so I don't want to use everything on the weekend. I want to save some stuff for Monday. So what I have for you tomorrow is an episode about Joan Rivers, who I knew personally, so I'll tell some Joan Rivers stories tomorrow. And on Sunday, a deep dive into a New York Times article about the Second City comedy troupe and some challenges, I'll put it that way, they've had with racial issues in their history and how they're trying to address that. So that's Sunday. And, you know, if Jim Gaffigan snaps or Dave Chappelle drops a special, both of which have been known to happen on a Friday night, I'll throw that plan out and I'll pop on with a quote-unquote new episode. You know, I just got to walk downstairs and grab the USB mic and jump on here. If you miss my voice, you can listen to me on the weekly comedy thing. That's the weekly show on Live by Live, Live X Live, a free app you'll find in the store. There are several comedy stations on there too, so if you want to hear some of these comedians, I suggest you check out the Today's Comedy Station on Live by Live. And again, I host the weekly comedy thing. I'll post that new episode Sunday morning. Other than that, like I said, Joan Rivers and Second City over the weekend. I'm back, quote-unquote, live Monday, unless Gaffigan snaps at people. Have a good weekend.